the USC School of Medicine and Anesthesia Training from the LA County Medical Center. He has innovated an east-west treatment called neurobioenergetics, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. And by cure, we mean that we can get rid of your pain, depression, and any other symptoms, as well as the need for endless therapy of any kind, such as drugs and even the NDE method itself. We've been proving this astounding claim in past shows with cases of chronic pain, depression, bowel problems, drug addiction, suicidal tendencies, asthma, and sinus problems. If you have any questions that you're dying to have answered, do not hesitate to call in at 800-227-KBRT. Again, the number is 800-227-5278. Or from Orange County, 714-754-4150. Well, Dr. Tong, we're starting a new year, and what is the new message for our listeners this year?
First of all, we just came back from vacation, and I have a couple of patients scheduled, but apparently they all are busy, and we could not get a hold of them. In case they are there listening, they could call in, and one of them is Joe. He was in our previous show before with hyperthyroidism, bad skin problem, a lot of pain. He was a basketball player. In fact, one of the reasons why I'm talking to him again is that he went out hiking and developed got bitten by a spider or something poisonous, and the leg was totally swollen, and the vein got inflamed, phlebitis, and slowly spreading up higher, lumpy, hard, inflamed. And I got him almost 90% cured before the vacation, and I want to hear how he is doing now. In case any listener have any questions, please call in. Nothing is too stupid to ask, because a lot of people really do not understand the new concept about the mind being the dominant thing that governs our health. To our listeners, and let me just try to give some real simple guidelines for you to learn about your health for the coming new year. Number one, the most important thing for you to learn is symptom versus the cause, the problem. Never forever treating symptoms. You must look to the cause of the problem. If you have a water stain on the wall, like I said before, it's easy to paint over it and you look superficially, the superficial problem will disappear. If the pain is effective, you should worry. Because if the pain is not effective, you'll keep on looking for the solution so that the water stain will not come back. If the pain is effective, then you're in trouble. The same thing, all the symptoms that we know, all the things that you heard in Western medicine, fibromyalgia, arthritis, hypertension, heart attacks, genetic problem, they are all simply symptoms. And syndrome is, by definition, a group of symptoms. So treating the syndrome with drugs is the same thing as painting over a water stain without treating the leak that caused the water stain. If the drug is effective, you should worry, because you will be misled into believing that your problem are being fixed, whereas in fact the underlying cause keep rotting the body. If a drug is not effective, it's a little better, because then you keep on forcing you to look for more and more answers until you find somebody like myself or a naturopathic doctor that treat the root cause of problem.
Okay, so what you're saying, Dr. Tong, is that the drug, in your analogy, the drug is kind of like the paint that covers the water stain.
The paint that covers the water stain, yes.
Okay, we have a caller from San Diego, Bonnie. Okay. Hello, Bonnie.
Hi.
Do you have a question for us?
Yes, sure. Dr. Tong, my sister heard of you on the, through the internet, and she told me to call in and listen to you today. And we're both really interested in the alternative health medicine.
Yes.
I've been to an acupuncturist. I've been off of work for a month.
Yes.
And I've been to five doctors. different doctors for the cough. And I had surgery 5 years ago.
Yes.
You have a bad cough.
You know, I'm trying.
No, you're doing a great job.
I've had turbinates removed from my nose 5 years ago.
Yes.
And for the first time, I've had rheumatic fever when I was 12. I've had hypothyroidism. I've been like chronically sick. And when I'm not sick, I'm not rollerblading because I really try to keep in shape. I used to be an aerobic dance instructor.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I'm really, really sick. because my mind, I really want to be well.
Yeah.
And but the turbinates, he said, could grow back. And after my surgery with these things against the nose that he removed, I could breathe so well that I had to be careful because I was getting dizzy. I wasn't used to getting air up into my brain. It all would go down into like my lungs.
Yes.
You know, and that's the same thing I'm experiencing now, you know, shortness of breath. And my people at work are so supportive and so wonderful. They're of the Buddhist religion, and they really want me to get well, and they're holding my job for me. So I'm just like really, really lucky in that aspect.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what's your current symptoms? What's your problem currently right now?
Coughing. Mucus, 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 mucus. I'm trying to cut out sugar. I know during the holidays I had sugar, but I feel like I did about 5 years ago. I went to so many doctors. I had sinus x-rays. No one could see it. Finally, I went to a plastic surgeon because my eyes, I looked so puffed up.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked at my nose and he just says, "You have turbinates."
Yes.
Or however you pronounce it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Turbinates, yes.
And he says, "Usually they're not that bad, but mine were so diseased that just got to remove it."
And removing it is not the solution.
Right.
Solution. It's just like, you know, my analogy, we paint over the water thing. Mm-hmm. After a while, the wall starts bulging out. So you remove the wall. And now the more that you don't have anything for you to damage, if a leak of damage on, that's not the solution. You got to treat the underlying problem that caused the turbinate in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Let me give you an example.
I am living with an alcoholic person and he's been supporting me. So that's part of my cycle. I need to get out of it, but I need to get well.
Yes.
And so I feel so stuck.
Okay, let me explain to you how I can help you, okay?
Thanks.
First of all, listen to our show, our first show, I forgot the date. It's a Bill from San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
He has sinus problem for a long time, and the last couple of years was worse, and he developed nasal polyps.
Yeah, I have those. It's the September 22nd show. It should be on the web.
Yeah, we post it on the internet.
Okay.
So he has surgery, but within 6 months, the polyp grew back.
Yeah.
Okay, because of the underlying cause of the polyps, but never treated. To remove the problem, the symptoms, the polyps are symptoms, okay? So like I say in the beginning, symptom, you better know what the cause, and I'll tell you the cause in a minute. So after the polyp grew back and he couldn't, totally puck up and headaches and couldn't breathe. So refused a second surgery.
Right, I don't want to have it again because I know there's scarring to be
healed. Came to me, one treatment, 15 seconds, 10 seconds after I stopped, he breathed totally open, totally gone, no kidding, okay? And he couldn't believe it. He was just and then he went back. He was supposed to come back for more treatments, but he felt that the polyps were shrinking.
Yes.
And then he stopped snoring. He snored for decades.
Mm-hmm.
And he stopped snoring for just one treatment. I cured him.
Now, Bonnie, you mentioned that you went to an acupuncturist.
Right.
Are you
supposed to? I've been to an acupuncturist twice for this.
Okay.
Okay, I'll describe to you what caused the problem.
I'm trying everything because we lost our sister in October. She had a lot of health problems, but she had a chemical dependency.
Mm-hmm.
And
this is unfortunate, okay?
Right, everything that I saw her destroying her body, we keep trying to get well. So my other sister, you know, is so concerned. She's listening right now. Hi, Karen, I love you. I want to get well and believe in everything.
I tell you, if you come to me, mm-hmm. I do not make any promises.
No,
92% of my patients feel better the first time, and I'll say that your chance of feeling better the first time is very, very high. And I tell you why my treatment will be higher and what caused it. What causes have to do with mind-body disharmony. It's the mind. the mind. We start talking about the mind. The difference between a living person and a dead person is the presence or the absence of the mind. A living person has a mind and a healing energy. Without this mind and healing energy, no treatment is any good. So you wasting your energy, wasting your time, going to see a regular doctor who uses only drugs. My first point is distinguish symptom versus a cause. The second point is that treating the disease versus promoting health. Drugs does not help you in any health. No drug helps you in health. The reason is that the human body does not use any synthetic material for function or repair. So imagine you are giving something to a system to try to repair a problem, giving them something that they never use in the first place. So how can you help this system using something that the system never uses? Okay, so the system, your body will spend energy to get rid of the drug.
Mm-hmm.
So if the drug have your symptom, you should worry. If the drug don't have a symptom, you keep looking for the cause. Now the cause has to do with the fact that the healing energy does not get through to the body. The mind-body interface, the junction, is a meridian system. The meridian is the antenna where the mind transmits this message and the healing to the body. Stress, number one, the sister die. So you have a lot of sadness, a lot of frustration and emotional.
I mean, not being able to work.
Not being able to work.
I need the money to get out of this relationship. Stuck, and I know there's ways out, and I'm putting up my own
roadblock. Right. Okay, here's his point. Okay? The things that cause our mind and body not to work together, number one, is really stress. In this society, stress is highly stressful. Frustration, death in the family, divorces, is very common. We all think about ourselves, but nothing about the family as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
So number one is stress. Number two is diet. Our diet, almost everything you pick up is processed. The reason we process food is because process out the life energy in food, so the bugs and insects do not get the food anymore, and the food will stay on the shelf for a long time. It's for long shelf life and for money, the reason that they process the food. Okay, so we do not get the nutrient, our body become weaker. The third reason that blocks the mind and body are toxins. And the highest on the list are pharmaceutical drugs, prescription drugs. In JAMA, July 25th, I think, there's a big article showing that drugs and surgery, legitimate treatment of drug and surgery, kills 250,000 people a year. And the CDC statistic showing that the number one cause of death for people 34 and younger in this country is drugs, number one. Okay, so drug and toxin are the third cause, and lastly, bad lifestyle. So when the mind and body are blocked, the body is half diseased or dead, so you cannot heal.
Mm-hmm.
Acupuncture stimulate the point of the block. We release some of the spasm, so the energy flow through, the energy open up circulation, and that's how the body slowly heal. The trouble with that is that if the spasm is very severe, acupuncture is not very effective.
Right, and that's
why. Yeah, injecting a little Novocaine on the acupuncture point is much more effective.
Mm-hmm.
Is 10 to 50 times, and is in fact much more effective. And also, you need to find somebody who really hears that is the point, where diagnosis is really the key. You hear this all the time with conventional medicine, get a second opinion, get diagnosis, CAT scan, MRI, they don't really know what they're talking about. Because a second diagnosis, a second opinion on a symptomatic diagnosis, really, that's no good. Absolutely no good. You can call it fibromyalgia, fibrositis.
Whatever you want to call it.
You call it fibromyalgia, okay. They can say, lupus. Like, next week, we're going to have a patient. Let me just go down and tell you the list of diagnoses you had. It's so incredible. Lupus, fibromyalgia, osteoarthritis, psoriasis, psoriatic arthritis, Hashimoto's thyroiditis,
right.
And Meniere's disease, Sjogren syndrome, Lennard syndrome, hiatal hernia, asthma. This is what Kathy, next week she's going to be on our show, okay? But exactly what does she have? It's ridiculous. She couldn't have all this problem, okay?
It's
a label of symptoms. The key is to what organ system are affected. What kind of emotional trauma in the past that caused, whether it's worry that affect the spleen, broken heart that affect the heart, too much anxiety that hurts the kidney, or sadness that hurt the lung. So which channel are blocked? Where are the intersections that are being blocked, and what disharmony? Whether it's too hot, too cold, too much mucus, too moist, and not dry enough. So it's an imbalance. So the acupuncturist need to be good enough to know exactly what caused the problem.
Do you have our number?
I do. I have it through my sister. I can get it. And I was very severely abused years ago. Real severely. The person's in jail right now.
Yes.
So,
all related.
And I have a feeling you're absolutely right, even though I'm try to be real optimistic. I'm a old, old ex-cheerleader, so I've always tried to really keep a good perspective about things, but I know that I'm probably covering it up more than anybody,
Let me give you one good news. I can dump that emotional trash for you. I do this all the time. About 30, this is not it's a 99% promise. It's not 100% promise. I treated many rape victims in America. Unfortunately, I found that 30-40% of people has been abused by relatives.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at Sandra, one of our previous shows, she was raped in the army.
Right.
And
she couldn't even talk about it.
She couldn't even talk about it. But after a couple of treatment, that became just another life experience, and she freely talked about it. She's talked about it in our show.
So
it doesn't bother her anymore. So in fact, the meridian system are your emotional channels. Once that get connected, okay, get clear, clear away, your emotional connotation to it disappear.
Right.
You will no longer feel sad. You will be very,
The number is 714.
Okay.
556.
7-1-4-5-5-6-5-5-6-8-6-6-4-8-6-6-4.
Right, you can call. You can call in.
because
an appointment.
Even before this happened, I mean, my children are adopted. I had 3 surgeries with cysts and my ovaries. You know, when I was younger, I had a stroke when I was 30. So I kind of sound like that other girl. I'll be your miracle patient.
Just covering all the symptoms of these different parts. And there was another listener that called in earlier, Sandra. She had mycobacterium, avium, interstitial, something, a fancy name.
Right.
It didn't really concern me at all. I look at underlying balance. She'd been sick for years and became disabled. She was a cop. And right from the first treatment, she breathed and her lung thing cleared up.
Donnie, are you on any drugs?
That would be so wonderful. Unfortunately, they put me on K-Flex. For 500 milligram tablets.
And is it helping at all?
No. And then they took me off of that, and then I've been on Augmentin, and I'm not any better.
Okay.
Yes.
And also, years ago, when they were trying to get me pregnant, they gave me Depo-Provera, but it was, instead of 0.0, whatever it is now, it was a birth control medicine. It was experimental drugs for the Navy for
You're a guinea pig. So
and they gave me 5 pills. I was up to 125 milligrams.
Yeah.
5 milligram pills.
Provera is a progestin. That means it's a progesterone analog. The body's progesterone molecule, they produce the progesterone molecule exactly like the body's, and then they add a methoxy group to it, methoxy progesterone. The reason why they change the body's molecule is for money.
Mm-hmm.
Is to so that they can patent it. The body does not use Provera at all.
Right. So are these drugs helping your symptoms at all?
No. I mean, they
make you worse.
I had a stroke
7
years later, and the doctor said that was why I was not for 2 months.
The doctor spends so much time studying and claiming to be scientific, they cannot even see this point. Why do pharmaceutical companies change a natural molecule that the body used no reason at all, no health reason, money reason, money. They can patent it. They can claim that this is ours, so we can sell it for obscene cause. Very easy. Totally not good for your health.
I know. I believe all of that.
Like garbage. You put garbage in your house. You're going to have to get somebody to dump it every time.
Right. They put me on prednisone, and it just altered me so much, and I gained weight. And, since I've been sick, I've lost about 15 pounds.
I can help you. Just call in your
Oh, you know what? I am so happy you were.
Yes.
On this radio, and I am so happy my sister found you. Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Donnie.
Yeah, thank you for calling in.
You guys have a wonderful
year.
Good morning. Thank you,
Donnie. Yeah, you're welcome.
You listen to Freedom from Pain programs with Dr. Tong. Call in for appointment today at 714-556-8664. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Schedule an appointment today before 2 o'clock, and we'll have a free gift for you, a homeopathic remedy, growth hormone stimulation. If you have any questions, you can call us at 800-227-5278 or 714-754-4150. Well, Dr. Tong, our last caller here, Bonnie, you know, she mentioned the drugs didn't help her at all, and I've just been reading in the newspaper all these headlines about drugs. Tuesday, December 19th, there's a prescription drug that would harm the fetus. Doctors don't know any better. Mothers to be ill-advised on drug effects. There's another drug called Propulsid, where a heartburn drug that a three months.
That was withdrawn from the market.
He took it and he died. Again, Accutane, I think, there's Accutane for treating very severe acne, but the risk remains.
We talked about that last time.
Right, birth defects. It's just all over the newspaper.
There's a latest article in the LA Times, and it's on Wednesday, December 20th, regarding new policy in FDA lead to 7 deadly drugs, and says that once a watchdog for the consumers, the U.S. FDA, United States FDA Administration, now become a partner of the pharmaceutical industry instead of a watchdog.
Mm-hmm.
The reason is that through all this powerful lobbying, the drug company are now having members who sit in the different committee or the FDA committee and influencing doctors' decision. And in fact, in a recent hearing by Congressman Dan Burton on vaccines, and the head of the investigation oncology or whatever from FDA came over, and he refused to stay and listen to the parents, in spite of the fact that Representative Dan Burton asked him to stay. He did. What I'm trying to tell you is that they don't really care, most of them. They have been bought out by all these powerful vested interests. Drugs are not good for you. In fact, you know, synthetic stuff, including synthetic growth hormone, don't use it.
Okay, what's the difference then between synthetic growth hormone and the growth hormone that we prescribe,
the
growth hormone stimulation?
Synthetic and natural material is life. The Chinese call qi, the best definition, life. The fountain of youth is not growth hormone. It is much more complicated. The fountain of youth is qi.
Mm-hmm.
It's your life. The healthy person, younger person, have a lot of qi and much more balance.
Mm-hmm.
A lot more life and much more balance, much more energy. Sick person have less.
Mm-hmm.
And a dead person have hardly any. A dead person also have some, but a dead person have been dead for a long time have little. Just like when you slaughter a cattle, you know, your heat comes out and that's the qi. You know, you store the meat, you refrigerate the meat for a long time and the qi goes away. That's why you always want to eat fresh food.
Mm-hmm.
So get more qi. Qi is really the fountain of youth, because qi not only give you the power to heal, but also the message to how to make so much growth hormone, so much other pituitary hormone, so much other enzymes, neurotransmitter, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
It's all dictated by the mind.
So the growth hormone stimulation
The growth hormone stim that we recommend is a very inexpensive homeopathic remedy.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you what homeopathic is. Homeopathic remedies are extracted, concentrated, different energy, mental energy from different natural remedies. It could be kidney energy, it could be liver energy, it could be hormonal energy, it could be growth hormone energy. This energy tells the body and stimulates the body to secrete growth hormone as the body demands.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of giving growth hormone, okay,
yes.
Or giving, the best thing is to illustrate is like estrogen therapy. See, estrogen, another news article say that it causes cancer.
They're recommending it before to treat.
Yeah, they also say it's an important drug.
Right.
Now, how can an important drug, a drug that causes cancer,
be
important? That's a big contradiction, okay? The reason why you should not use estrogen, there are three main estrogens, but there are also 20 different estrogens, and the body secretes all this in different ratios.
Right.
At different moments, according to its needs. You cannot limit it. It's just incredibly complicated. The best way to do is to provide the body the raw material. One of the raw materials is progesterone.
Mm-hmm.
Progesterone, the body uses it as a raw material to deal.
Better to take progesterone than
use progesterone cream.
Progesterone cream.
The real natural progesterone unalternated. Okay? So the body would design so much progesterone to use for sex hormone, so much it is used for stress hormone. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But even better yet is provide the vitamin E, other vitamin, other minerals that
stimulate.
So the body can stimulate into cholesterol, in the pregnenolone, and then in the progesterone.
Okay, well, I hope you enjoyed our show today. If it is your first time listening to our show, listen to previous shows on our website, www.drtong.com. That is drtong.com under the radio show heading in the left column. Call today for an appointment, 714-556-8664. If you call today before 2, you'll get a free gift, the homeopathic remedy, growth hormone stimulation. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. You'll find case histories proving that most, if not all, chronic degenerative ailments can be cured, such as athletic injuries, depression, asthma, allergies, sinus problems. Visit our website. If you have any questions, you can call Dr. Tong during the week for a free phone consultation. Next week, we'll have more exciting cases to share with you. Tune in again next Saturday at 11:30 a.m. on KBRIGHT AM 740. This is Elaine. Say goodbye and have a great weekend. Happy New Year!